Well, my name is Malene Babcock, and my grandparents, Hugo and Hilja Malene Peterson, were both killed in the building. And my mother, who was Lillian Peterson Babcock, survived. She was probably one of the first ones that was rescued because she was on the south end of the slide and right at the very edge when she was hit by the mudslide coming down. And it was the worst disaster that has ever occurred within the city and borough of Juneau. My mother was in the hospital for 2 weeks and then released from the hospital. She talked about it very rarely. My grandparents were Finnish immigrants. There's a lot of stoicism that goes throughout that culture. So they immigrated to Juneau late in 1913. My uncle Elmer and my grandfather were miners, and they both worked for the AJ mine. My mother was born on November 9th of 1914 and grew up here, went through high school here, and she obtained a secretarial job with a fellow by the name of Frank Dufresne, who was the head of the Alaska Fish Commission at that time. And he did all the arrangement for the funeral and everything else for her parents, which was absolutely amazing. She later married a fellow by the name of Doug Babcock. My dad, who was an early member of the Territorial Sportsmen, plus being one of the first Taku River rats. And he notably helped in some of the early experimentation for salmon and salmon eggs that led to DIPAC. Years later, when I went to school at Oregon State and then up to Fairbanks for my master's degree, where I took ichthyology and fisheries courses, our textbook was by Frank Dufresne, and it was called Alaska Fishes. I mean, it's absolutely amazing the webs that we turn, that we find out later, you know, and that end up surprising you. So I went to work at the Auk Bay Lab in 1969. There were not many women biologists. I think there were two when I started to work there. And I spent many a summer up in King Salmon in Bristol Bay. And I spent 7 years walking the beaches of Prince William Sound, working with the effects of hydrocarbons after Exxon Valdez oil spill. At any rate, it was just kind of a neat career, and I'm very proud of myself.